So tonight's Bayecham is Leiloi Nishmas, my grandmother who passed away a few days ago. We're going to learn a special piece of Torah. Usually we learn Das and Tefunis like we know, but tonight's going to be a very special special Torah. Probably one of my favorite pieces of Torah, not just Chassidus, happens to be Chassidus, but one of my favorite pieces of Torah ever put out, and I think it's important for every Yid to see this Torah. So if you do, please make a bracha Leiloi Nishmas Tziril Bas Zeiv, who was niftar less than a week ago. And maybe we'll talk more about it at the end. But we're going to start with the piece. It looks long, but it flies. It's so good that it flies. You can ask Meir. He got a little sneak peek. Okay. Does anyone know who the Maor V'Shemesh is?
Shapira.
Of Kolonimus Kalman of Krakow, who was the Talmud of the Rav Melech Lezhinsk. He's one of the Gaone of Rav Melech Lezhinsk from Krakow. Those of you who have been to Krakow, you might have heard. But the Maor V'Shemesh is one of the Gedolei Chassidus of his time. The Sefer, it's usually more than one chelik. This is, you can see, it's old style, so it's old print. So, very long pieces, not so simple. I guess there's no other word for it than, but very meridic, meaning like it flows, it's amazing, and it's sometimes amazing, but it's sometimes long, but it's groundbreaking. So we're going to do, Rebbe. So once again, all brachas should be made Leiloi Nishmas Tziril Bas Zeev. I'm actually named after Zeev, not Zeev. That she should have an Aliyas Neshama, should be made Leiloi Yosher on Kol Am Yisrael. Zechusei Yagen Aleinu. All right, you ready? The Maor V'Shemes on this parsha happens to fall out. My favorite piece of Chassidus. Parshas Vayechi. You're welcome to follow along. It's recommended. It says in this parsha, "Bestom al tavo nafshi bekolam al techad kvodi. Arura pam ki az viavartim et kashata chalkem biyakov viafitzim b'Yisrael." What's that talking about? Anyone know? Anyone's from this parsha? Yaakov's bracha to Shimon and Levi. Now, what does this mean again? In Sodom, they basically killed everyone, right? Not basically, they killed everyone because of the whole story with Dinah.
All the males.
A terrible story.
All the males.
All the males. In those days, that's everyone considered. So.
In Shechem.
Sorry?
In Shechem.
In Shechem. Correct. In Shechem, my bad. Besoda maltavo. Meaning, besod, not Sodom. I read that wrong. Besoda maltavo nafshi bekalam. It says, and he says, "Arur apam, right? Cursed are you, ki az viavartem ki kashata chalkam Yaakov v'fizim b'Yisrael." What's his bracha? I'm going to separate. You're not going to have a chelik in the land of Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be spread out, Shimon and Levi, between all the other nations. So the obvious question here is what? The obvious question here is, Yaakov. We're talking about Shimon and Levi here. We're not talking about Yatz and Fatz over here. We're talking about Shimon and Levi. I'm saying these are the Shvatim. These are and their bracha is Arur Apam Achalkim Yaakov Fizim Yisrael, that they're not going to get a chelik in Am Yisrael, and they're going to be cursed, and they're going to be scattered throughout Am Yisrael. I mean, it sounds like the same curse that we get when we go into Galus, right? Afitzim B'toch Goyim, we're gonna be right. This is the bracha of Yaakov, the Shimon and Levi, his two sons. Doesn't even matter what they did; it's his sons, and he's on his deathbed, like. Imagine like Chas V'Shalom Aleinu, but you're standing by your father's side, and you're waiting for like, oh, he's gonna like give me my final like amazing words, and he's like, you're not getting anything, and you're gonna have to go through your brother's things, and you're cursed. See you later. Next. It's a pella. It's really a pella. So this here comes. It's not understand. Yaakov Avinu Olav Hashem Lo Yivrech Hashnei Hashvatim Hakadoshim Elu Shimon VeLevi. That Yaakov Avinu is not going to bless the holy Shimon and Levi. He's going to curse them. We don't. How can we? It's just not understood. Hagam Shebercham Beklalos Yisrael Kedichtiv VaYivarech Otam. And it says VaYivarech Otam. That meaning like all of Am Yisrael is blessed. Rashi Zal Afa Pichen BePratios Lo Matzinu Shebercham Rak Kinteram VeKagonze. I mean, it says over there in the passage that he blessed them, but Rashi says, "Yeah, in pratius lo matzirin sheberkam rakin." Meaning, but tachlis, did he bless them? Did he not bless them? It's clear here that he says arur means cursed, like that's the opposite of a blessing. Vinira, Dehenu, we're in the second paragraph now. Vnira dehenu miderech isha Yisraeli she zocha liyira amitit ve'ovit et Hashem itvarech be'emet hagamor. The way of a Jew, she zocha liyira amitit. He has a full year, right? There's yiras Hashem, fear of God. Ve'ovit Hashem itvarech be'emet hagamor. And with real emes, he has real yira and real emes. He's ovet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu motzach chisrona tamid eitzel atzmo, and he's always finding the issues with himself. Someone who's tamid b'yira, someone who's always in fear, is always saying, "Okay, what can I fix about myself?" Someone's always being hard on themselves because they're always so serious. V'katam v'shafal tamid be'inav atzmo, and he thinks of himself as nothing. Not just an anav. An anav is a little bit different than that. A real anav understands that he's something, but he doesn't deserve it. This is someone who thinks of someone. He's so great. He has so much yira that he's so hard on himself. Who am I? Umatza tamid averit she'asah, and he's always thinking about the averis that he did. Never thinking about the mitzvahs that he did. Hagam shem kalim kisa'ara him be'enav ka'uve akora. Even if it's the smallest little thing, he accidentally, tipped over. Actually, that's pretty serious. I was gonna say tipped over a candle and went out, but. Anything tiny, any tiny thing that he had the wrong machshavas, and he's making as if, I don't know, he was a bolishes ish, like it was the worst thing in the world. Umiturahem alatzmo, and he hates himself. He's upset at himself. He thinks he's bad upon himself. And then when this person, when he goes out to speak to the other people in the nation, to speak to the other people in Am Yisrael, Nira Kimisha Kawes, he looks like an angry person. We know that person, that Yekka style person who, come on, this is halacha, you do the wrong thing, I'll throw stones at you, Averis, I don't care how small. I know it's just a chumra, but if you're over that, you're over me, that writes as well, basically. You might as well do this. Tsyayni men mihudim, etc. Gotta add that. Aval, Nira Kimisha Kawes, he looks like an angry person, Aval, but Mesha Kawes la Tzmo. Al kitzuraba avodat Hashem. Really, he's not angry at everyone. He's angry at himself because of his kitzurin is of him being hard on himself. Kanis kalayel, like he mentioned above. V'zesh shemat mipi Rav Chasser meforsim botzino kedusha marino Rav Naftali merapshitz. Ah, bezin merapshitz. Naftali merapshitz, one of the gedolei chassidus at that time. Before that, the times of the Maggid. Naftali merapshitz. If you've ever heard of him, so he heard this from. The great Rav Naftali Rapshitz, Shazawd Isa Begamar, that says Gemara in Tainus, Hai Tamin Chacham, Sheratach Oraita Hu De Ratach Be. Dainu Kuniska Aide Shalo Asak Betora Karo Olo, Vedechilu Urechilu Vekadome. That person who was not Osik in Torah properly, meaning in the right Techilu Urechimu, with the right Machlokas, with the Chavrus, he was learning on his own, without a Derech, without this, without Chazar. Basically, the wrong way, in every wrong way, v'chadome, v'shalo kiye mitzvah sator k'ro'il, I mean, he didn't do them exactly correctly, he didn't do them right. Ayidei zehu bekas la'atzmo, so he's upset at himself. He's upset, a person's guilty. A person learns, has a chavrusa, and they got through the daf, and they're like, great, let's keep moving, and they finish the chavrusa, and they won't tell their chavrusa, but all of a sudden they're like, truthfully, I didn't understand 3/4 of that daf. I didn't understand that daf. So they're upset at themselves. Meaning, they're not going to do it because it's much nicer to have that feeling of continuance. And Tov, next sugi, I'll understand it as well as I could. But next time, okay? I'm not going to be a Bucky and Shas yet. I'm only 22. Let me say, I'm 23. So I guess you're all 19/20. 15. I was like, I didn't know that about you. And then what does it say? Aidei zehu bekas la'atzmo. He gets upset at himself. He's talking then not us necessarily. He's talking about the person who really is hard on himself, who gets angry at himself because of it. And you know what? I'm not doing well in yeshiva. They finished like a whole thing in Shas and they didn't see that it wasn't roy in their place because they didn't do chazara 6 times, but they're still steps above everyone else. But they're so beyir, they're so bepachad, that they're so hard on themselves. They're upset at themselves, and they hate themselves. But tzaddik kaze einu yachol yot im abriot. This type of tzaddik, this type of person, I don't care if he's holding a shas, says the Morav Shemesh, he, in the name of Tali Rapshitz, he can't be with the rest of creation. Raku b'fnei atzmo oved Hashem. He on himself, he learns himself in a dark room, like a casino, like the Vilna Gaon with no, actually Vilna Gaon had Talmidim, take that back, with no windows, Mekubal in some basement in Meron somewhere. Lefishe Kois Tam Ehudhusu blames you know, the Chilonim for not, they didn't keep Shabbos, so Hurricane Tsunami came, you know, whatever what. Raku b'fnei atzmo ved Hashem. Lefishe Kois Tamad al atzmo is a bitul she'iraloi. And so he has to be alone, because he's only going to be upset at himself, and if not, he's just going to be upset at everyone else. Dehainu l'daberi ma'briot v'miloi de'alma v'chadome. Lefishe mevatel me'abdus Hashem az. V'lachein. Once again, this person cannot be with the rest of creation. He's just going to look like an angry, crazy man who, you know, this guy's pushing you in shul, this alter yid, you know, come on, start already, come on, start. And the guy in the back's like, don't worry about him, he's a little cuckoo, this guy. He's been doing this for 25 years, you know? V'lachin tzarech tamed liyot beisporus b'fnei atzma. That person needs to be alone with himself all the time, or else he's just cuckoo. He's mamash a lunatic. He's a meshuga. Paragraph 3. Now, we know these people are on an enormous madriga. These people are holding Kol Torah Kula, we're talking about. Oh, there's a stool over there, you can pull it out. I don't know if you pulled it out yet. These people are on enormous madrigas. They're holding Kol Torah Kula. They have a Yiras Hashem that no one else has. They literally fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For the smallest of Averus, they get so upset themselves, meaning they have a real Pachad Hashem. They're on a great madriga. But this is not the true way. He's in this black, dark place of just depression and just always being hard on yourself and pessimism, etc. He needs to know this person. He needs to realize that, you know, he has to be mevatel himself a little bit, and ironically, be mevatel himself a little bit, and not be so hard on himself so that it comes out on others. In order to, part of Avodas Hashem is speaking to Bnei Adam. V'tzarich lavod Hashem b'chol ofanim shabolam. You need to be over Hashem in every single way. We know this is the way of Chassidus, that a table is not just a table. It is just a table, but you can make it into a dish. It's all in the way from. And wine is just not just something to get drunk of, but wine is the arbikosis of Geula, and wine is something that is Yang Yismach Levan Venosh, and meat is not just a fat chunk of dead animal that you stuck over a bunch of coals, but meat is something that's in Simcha El Basar, the yayin, of course. Basar always goes with the yayin, but that's Kamuvan. Lobo Fenechat Tamid, and not in only one way, not in only Yira. You need to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol derechecha, in every single way. Whether you're angry, whether you're sad, you need to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every type of emotion that you have. He says, you need to always be b'simcha. What does that mean? We're not going to translate simcha as happiness, because I also have to be b'simcha b'zman that you do kol, all the mitzvah, says the Rambam, right? When you do tshuva, you have to do it b'simcha. When you're sitting avelis lo'aleinu, you have to do it b'simcha. Simcha is obviously not happiness. It's something deeper. It's a much inner, more general love type thing, where you can be upset at someone, but you still love them. You're upset at your child, or you're upset at your parent, but you love them. You would do anything for them. And even though you're cut short, like everyone else in this world, with a few things here and there, okay, it's tough for you. You come late to davening, small things like, you know, things like that, and we tsar et atzmo, and you're tough on yourself. Afal pikein tzarich liot acher tekef b'simcha. You need to jump back into that simcha. You need to be not so hard on yourself. V'yedato me'urevet im abriot, and you need to be able to work with the rest of creation, to be able to talk to the rest of brios. U'kshe amru chachminu zal, it says in Tainus, afal pikein mibayile le'inish le'melef nafshe b'nichusa. A person needs to be b'nichusa. A person needs to be noach, needs to be calm. Doesn't need to be crazy on himself. V'nachzor le'inyanenu. And now he gets back to the pasuk. Now he gets back to the question of, what do you mean Yaakov Avinu is going to curse his sons on his deathbed? He's going to curse Shimon and Levi, these amazing shvatim. It doesn't matter what they did. We're talking Shimon and Levi. Halavai, any of us should be on the fingertips of Shimon Velevi. Shimon Velevi. We're talking about the Levium here. And what does he say? Shimon and Levi were on an insane madrega. An insane madrega. Any madrega that none of us can comprehend. It was... We're talking about the sons of Yaakov Avinu. If we probably saw Yaakov Avinu, one of us once, we'd probably be on a higher madrega than anyone we know, if we just saw him. And we're talking about the sons of Yaakov Avinu. They were on this enormous madrega, v'ayobdim et Hashem b'yira amitit. And they were over at Hashem in a real yira, a yira that we say, oh, I have yiras Hashem. I'm scared of God, he's going to punish. No. We're talking a yira amitit, a real yira. Aideh hayu bekas al ovrei avera. Therefore, they were because they were upset at everyone who was over Avera. They were super upset. Anyone who was over Avera, they were so biyira. How could you go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're horrible. Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what you're doing? How you're being ma'akiv the olim kibiyachol? Ki yadu mi ma'asa Shechem, like we know in the ma'asa of Shechem, v'ikhu shnei b'nei Yaakov v'shem v'levi yachei dina ish harbo. Right? Yaakov, Shimon Velevi went after Dina. V'yargu kol zachar, and they killed every single zachar. They killed every single man. V'lo ayu yicholim nitarif ma'briot. They couldn't be together with the rest of Brios. Shimon and Levi, hear this? Shimon and Levi cannot be together with the rest of Brios. Someone did something with Dina. It's horrible. It was terrible. So what they do? They killed every person in Shechem. Is that a normal answer to you? Is that normal? I mean, like maybe kill one person, two person, three. Every single male in Shechem, I don't know if you've been to Shechem, it's a huge city. It's huge. Because they were always angry at creation for doing the wrong thing. But really, we know that the Torah is something that's supposed to be calming, that there's room for Rahman, so there's room for Tshuva. And here it comes. Here comes one of the most important paragraphs that you'll probably see in your life. Or in my life. This is what Yaakov was saying. Shimon v'Levi, achim klei chamas, machrateim shem tamin b'yira gedola. Yaakov calls them klei chamas. These were people of the sword. They were violent. They killed out every male in Shechem. Machrateim shem tamin b'yira gedola. They're always in this insane. They're tamid im klei chamas. They're always ready to pounce on the wrong thing, even if it's on themselves. If they do the wrong thing, they're going to be just as hard on themselves as they are with everyone else. The only reason they're not killing themselves probably is because it's an isser. But they're always ready to pounce. They're always ready to go. And therefore, because of that, they're also angry at themselves. And here comes Vayikare Belashon Ashkenaz from. Only time I've ever seen written in a sefer. Vayikare b'lashon Ashkenaz. The word for this in Yiddish, in lashon Ashkenaz, is frum. Perish vav mem sofit. This is what the Mor v'Shemesh calls a frum person. Someone who's too frum. Someone who's too frum. Someone who's holding kol Torah kula. Someone who's biyira gedola. Someone who understands, who just doesn't understand. Someone who sees someone who isn't like them walking through the street, or driving through the street on Shabbos and decides to throw rocks at that car because they're doing the wrong thing. Someone who's too frum. And they were too frum for the rest of the nation, says the Mor v'Shemesh. And they were in this deeply within themselves. Zeu bisodam, right? The pasuk says bisodam al tavo nafshi. That's what it means, bisodam, bisod. They were within themselves. Hidden within themselves. She'ein ritzoni bahem b'hanagatam. V'vishahumi sitra demara shchori. They had this negative darkness of yira upon them. V'hagam shemakhilim et atzmam lefamim b'yachad. And sometimes they come together, and they came together in Shechem to do this. Gam kein hu b'mara shchori. Even with the people they're around sometimes, they're still in this darkness. V'einam az b'simcha k'dimabai lehu. And they're almost never besimcha. V'zehu bekalam al tached kvodi perush What does it mean? V'kalam al tached kvodi. Perish tached hu lashon simcha. Tached is lashon of simcha. V'chedva. Mi lashon v'ichad yitro. Right? V'ichad yitro means Yashon was... Yitro became happy. Ki agam shalifamim shemitasvim biyachad him ein v'simcha. That sometimes, even when they're together with other people, they just couldn't be v'simcha. Rak b'marash chora. They were in this darkness. They were... They rained on everyone's parade. V'laze amar arur apam ki oz perush. It says arur apam ki oz. Right? Cursed are you because of your strength. Umashe heim bekaas kol kach humipnei oz. Why are they always angry? Because of this yirav. Because of this oz of this strength. V'ein oz el Torah. We know that the oz is Torah. We know that Torah is the thing that brings you yirav. Right, you go against the Torah. That's what brings. That's Yiras Hashem, Pachad Hashem. It says in the Sifrei, that's from Sifrei Piska, and it says Hashem Oz Liamo Yitem. Right, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Oz is referred to Torah. Dainu Knis Kol La'el Araita Deka Mardecha Lehu. A few lines up. V'avartem ki kashta v'isu midrash Rabba avartechem ayin sham l'inyaneinu. Fine, more proofs. And here comes the answer. What do you mean Yaakov gave them a curse? Uledavrenu humechuvan, avartem ki kashta machma shehem biyira gedola. Avartem, what does that mean? That they were always in this great yira. Aidei hem koasim al atzman. They're always just deeply angry in themselves. Shenidme lahem sheavru al eze davar averik niskoleo. Because they're always worried that they did the wrong thing, even if it wasn't something that's over on an avera, but it was something thinking about doing the wrong thing, so chamer on themselves, so dark and deep and negative, and always looking for the negative within themselves. Hagam shu kechut asar, even if it's the smallest thing, as thin as a thread. Beinem kashem me'od. Ki'ilu avra avera kashe v'chamura kaniskoleo. And it was as if they did the worst thing in the world. Al kein amar achelkem Yaakov v'afitzem b'Yisrael. Here's the chiddush. Therefore Yaakov said, what was his curse, so to speak, or really his bracha in disguise? Achelkem b'Yaakov. I'm going to separate you within the nations of Am Yisrael. V'afitzem b'Yisrael, and I'm going to scatter you throughout Am Yisrael. Dehainu sheyu me'uravim datam im abriyot. Because that way, when you're now together with the rest of Brios, when you're with the rest of creation, beinim anashim she'im b'madrega k'tana v'nikraim b'lashon Yaakov. Whether they're on the smallest and lowest madrega, and they're only called Yaakov because the only reason they're Jews is because they have a connection and they're related to Yaakov Avinu. So they're officially Jews because it's ben achar ben, but nothing more than that in their Judaism. Or whether it's the people on the greatest madriga and they're called Yisrael, the Yasharkel, they're straight with HaKadosh Baruch and they're on the highest madrigas. From the lowest to the highest, im kulam yiyudatem uravim bayam viyu tamid b'simcha. V'zehu avodah shleima kanal. He says, my bracha to you, Yaakov says, my bracha to you, Shimon Levi, is that I'm not going to give you a chelek in Am Yisrael. I'm not going to let you open up your own shtetl in the middle of Eretz Yisrael somewhere and put up big walls and an air of Lufi Rambam and everyone else is doing the wrong thing and you're your own Yehuda within Yehuda. I'm not going to let that happen, Shem Malevi. I'm not going to give you a chelek. You're going to have to learn to live with every single person. And that's my bracha to you, says Yaakov. You're going to have to learn. And it's going to be much better for you. It seems like a punishment now, but it's the best thing for you because real Judaism is not... Real Judaism is not this darkness, is not this deep darkness. Real Judaism is not about being too frum. Being too frum is used negatively here. We use frum in a nice way now, sometimes, to mean someone's religious, someone's dati. But when someone's too frum, when someone's too religious, that they're too good for the Yaakov, for the people who are only Jewish because, well, their grandfather was Jewish, and they don't know better, or even if they don't know better, they just choose not to, and they think that they're better than them, as if they know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. That's why Yaakov Avinu says, I'm spreading you out with that Am Yisrael. It's not our job to put ourselves in a shtetl, and to separate ourselves, and to throw racks at Jews on Shabbos because they're driving and they don't know any better. It's not our job to start saying, even from our place, where you see a guy at the mirror and you hear about this guy and he's skipping Seder all the time. And, oh, I expect better of him. No, everyone lefi their madriga. The whole idea is to learn to live biyachad. Zehu avoda shlema, he says. The complete avoda is to understand that everyone's different, everyone has their bechinos, and everyone has their madrigas. And that's this amazing piece. Yiratzon, yiratzon. We should never become too from. Just a little bit about my grandmother who passed away this past week. So my grandmother was never someone who was too from. I come from a very, very, all the way back from my bubby side, especially very Torah Vadas, Yeshiva, Brooklyn, all the way back background. And unfortunately, you can find in some circles like that. No, but you can take brownies, by the way. I forgot to mention that. Do you mind saving one for break? And so she was someone who, although she came from that world of sometimes it's b'mara shchora, sometimes it seems like, and sometimes it seems like to us as well, even though we're not always in that world, but this world of you know, at least I'm from, at least I'm better than that, at least you know, I'm not one of these people. This was someone who my babu was someone who mamash her entire life held a tehillim. I don't know how many times she finished it, but I know that it would take me a long time to go number my number, that's for sure. Someone who you know, retired from their job with their husband and then took up a free 9-to-5 job without any money, nothing mattered. And we're talking about a different door here, a different generation where things didn't matter. And then went to the hospital as a 9-to-5 job to do Bikur Cholim, as a full-time job, every single day. Volunteer. I mean, this is the type of person we're talking about. My Zaidi passed away a year and 30 days ago. So it was Mashlin, married in Eretz Yisrael now. Finally, they were big lovers of Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that they should be Milut Yosher on all of us. Their neshamas should have an aliyah for Nachman ben Sarah and Tzirul Bazev. Nachman ben Yitzchak Aaron and Tzirul Bazev. We should all learn to be oiv brios, to be really be after Recha Kamocha, to understand the rest of the Jews. It doesn't matter who they are, what they are, especially for the guys in the army. This is something very important. But also for the guys not. The guys going to college as well. This is huge. Even YU. Even YU.
Especially YU.
Especially. No, especially. It's the whole idea. And let's break out into some Negev now. Oy keli atoy ve oy deka eloy ka yaron dimeska oy keli atoy ve oy deka
oy deka. I was going to say, that's kind of like I'm sure why you'll find it.
Ay, 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 Yeah.